Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
The burden for this morning is run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我今天早晨想和大家分享的负担乃是关乎要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
I think you are ready by our brother Lee. They prepare you to run this race now.
刚才我们弟兄分享诗歌，好像已经预备我们要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
And this is the burden of the recent West Coast Conference.
这也是我们今年西岸基督徒特会的负担。
And the conference encouraged attendees to bring the burden to various locations.
而特会也鼓励我们可以把这样的负担分享给各地的教会。
Emphasize this is a collective burden.Of God's people.
来，我们来着重于说，这是我们神子民他们共同的一个负担。
Therefore, that's the purpose of this morning is to share the burden of the conference.
而我今天早晨的负担乃是和大家分享这个特会的负担。
Not necessarily any message from the conference. Not necessarily the one, any one of.
哦，也不是说是这个特会上某一个特定的信息。
But it's the burden among all the messages.
是这个所有信息的一个负担。
Let's read some verses, starting with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 3.
让我们一同来读一些经文，我们从希伯来书11章1到3节开始。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 2 verse 3.
希伯来书11章1到3节。
Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Verse 6 of the same chapters.
同一章里面的第六节。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe thatHe is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
人非有信就不能得着神的喜悦，因为来到神面前的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
十二章一到二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
十二章一到二节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross,despising the shame, has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
哥林多后书四章十八节。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所看见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Finally, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
最后我们来读腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Now that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Father, we're so grateful this morning that we have a Redeemer.
天父，我们何等的感恩！今天早晨，我们知道我们有一位救赎主。
We pray that for the rest of our life, that there is a song in our heart that you are our Redeemer.
我们祷告，我们一生都有这样的一首诗歌在我们的里面。你是我们的救赎主。
We always sing of our Redeemers.
我们总是能够向我们的救赎主来歌唱。
The author and perfecter of our faith.
为我们，你是呢，为我们创始成终的那一位。
For the joy set before him endured the cross.
为着摆在你面前的喜乐，你就轻看，你就忍受十字架的苦难。
Despising the shame.
轻看羞辱。
And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
现在你便坐在父神的宝座右边。
This morning as we come before your throne.
今天早上我们来到你宝座的前面。
May you grant us that precious faith of your Son.
愿你把那宝贵的信心借着你的儿子赐给我们。
Without faith, it is impossible to please you.
人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
We commit this precious time into your hands.
我们把现在接下来的时间仰望在你的手中。
May this time will please you.
愿你这个时间能够讨你的喜悦。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
This thing aligns very well with the overall burden speaking in many conferences throughout the United States this summer.
这个主题其实与我们在美国这一个暑假所有的这些特会的主题都十分的吻合。
Especially the one we had in San Antonio.
特别是我们在圣安东尼奥的夏令会。
How do we run? How do we enter?Abundantly into the kingdom of God.
我们如何能够丰丰富富地进入神的国呢？
We run with endurance the race that is set before us.
乃是靠着我们要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
So the overall burden of the West Coast Christian Conference aligns almost perfectly with our conference in San Antonio.
所以西岸的这个基督徒特会的主题与我们在夏令会所听到的基本上是完全是对照的。
Also, the metaphor of running resonates very well with the current Olympics held in Paris.
而且讲到说这个奔跑这个前面的路程与我们现在正在进行的这个奥运会也十分的吻合。
Every single athlete, regardless of their sport,is a runner with endurance.
每一位这个在奥运会上的运动员，不管他们从事是哪一个奥运的项目，他们其实都像那一生在奔跑的人。
Each athlete has an inspiring story of their own.
每一个运动员都有属于他们自己的故事。
And the story of enduring and the story of running their race.
那个关乎于他们忍耐奔那摆在他们前面路程的故事。
It is always a very moving experience when you witness someone just cross the goal line, winning the race.
当我们每次看见那个运动员他跑过那个终点线的时候，我们都是十分会被打动的。
Yet for each celebrating athlete, there are hundreds and thousands in the stands cheering for them.
所以那些运动员他们每次过终点的时候都有成千上万的人为他们 鼓掌
Back their home countries there are millions of millions of countrymen erupts for joy like volcanoes
当他们回到自己国家的时候整个国家都为他们欢呼鼓舞像那个火山爆发一样
Because someone run with endurance the race that is set before them
因为这些运动员他们忍耐奔跑摆在他们前面的路程
Each of us is a runner today
我们今天每个人也是那奔跑的人
If we run with endurance and we cross that goal line one day
如果我们忍耐奔跑我们前面这个路程我们跑过那个终点
There will be thousands and thousands millions of millions of people angels cheering for us
我们过那个终点的时候就有成千上万的天使来为我们欢呼鼓舞
We are runner of a heavenly race
我们是奔跑那属天路程的人
Now, When we are first saved God made us sit with Christ in heavenly place.
当我们得救的时候，神就使我们与基督同坐在天上。
And every Christian began their spiritual life in this perfect rest.
而每一位基督徒乃是从他们的属灵的生活乃是从属天的安息开始的。
Then in our daily walk, then daily life we learn to walk with Christ.
在我们每天的生活里面，我们学习与基督一同来。行走
so that we can fulfill our high calling
能够来满足神对我们更高的呼召
and we stand firm against temptations and attack
我们在这些试炼这种试探当中我们可以站立得住
so we thank the Lord through the gospel of kingdom gospel of grace we can sit we can walk we can stand with Christ
我们感谢神，因着这个天国的福音，我们可以与基督同坐、同行、同站。
But now, the author of Hebrew encourages us to run.
而现在，希伯来书的作者却鼓励我们，我们要来奔跑。
Not only run, to run with endurance.
不仅是只是跑，而且是要带着忍耐去跑。
Because there's a race that is set before us.
因为在我们前面摆着一个路程，我们要去奔跑。
If we carefully read the letter of Hebrews, you cannot help but sense the urgency in the heart of the author.
我们来仔细读希伯来书的时候，我们会体会到说作者他写这本书的作者他的心是何等的迫切。
Because this letter was written right before the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, 70 years AD.
因为这封书信乃是写在这个圣殿被毁之前，乃是在主后七十年以前。
It was composed in the last days of the temple.
So, 这封书信是在圣殿最后的那些日子所写的。
Brother and sister, we do live in the last days.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也是活在这最后的末世里面。
And this became very clear.To anyone who watched the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics.
如果你看有看那个在法国奥运会的开幕式的话，你应该能够体会到这一点。为什么我们是活在？
It tells us that this is a time of desolation.
告诉我们，我们所处的是一个荒凉的年代。
Church in United States has been weakened significantly after the pandemic.
教会也因着疫情，在疫情之后变得极其的软弱。
We're facing challenges to Christians and Christian faith.
我们作为基督徒的这个信仰和我们的这个身份，也面临着许多的挑战。
Just like the days of Hebrews.
就如在希伯来书所描写的这个年代
一样。The enemy is threatened to snatch the next generation of Christians from the United States.
而仇敌也在威胁抢夺我们下一代的基督徒
Just as he has successfully done so in Europe
仇敌在欧洲其实已经做了这样的工作
So there is urgency now
所以在我们面前我们要有这样的一个迫切
To run with endurance the race that is set before us
来奔摆在我们前面的路程
When our apostle wrote the Philippians he also has the sense of urgency
当使徒保罗来写腓立比书的时候，他也有这样的迫切。
Therefore, he used the word "press on."
所以他用这个词是说要竭力追求。
The press on is a very difficult word to translate.
竭力追求，英文这个词是很难去翻译的。
希腊文。
希腊文是很难去翻译的。
And actually, this same Greek word rarely translate to press on.
而这个。希腊文就被翻译成了是要
很少被翻译成
很少会被翻译成要说是竭力追求
This Greek word usually translate as persecute
而这个希腊文其实常常是被翻译成是迫害
or pursue
或者是追赶
that how the this word is translated as press on here.
所以为什么这个希腊文希腊的词语就被翻译成是竭力追求呢？
This is something a verb that comes with urgency.
这一个希腊文的原文乃是一个很有迫切感的词。
When you persecute, you have urgency.
当你被逼迫的时候，你就迫切了。
When Paul or the Saul of Tarsus persecute Christians, he persecute them with urgency.
当保罗他还是扫罗的时候，他迫害教会的时候，他是带着紧迫感去迫害。
When a hunter pursue a prey, he pursue the prey with urgency.
当猎人去追赶他的猎物的时候，他也是带着这个紧迫感去追赶。
And this word has a root, and the meaning of that root is fleeing.
而这个词，它的词根乃是说到逃离。
Therefore, this Greek word actually describes a scene between a hunter and the prey.
所以这个词原本是要来形容这个猎人和猎物之间的这种追赶。
Hunter pursue the prey with urgency.
猎人是带着紧迫感去追逐他的猎物。
And the prey flees from this hunter with same urgency, if not more.
猎物也是要从这个猎人身上来逃跑，也是带着紧迫感。
In the last days, that you and I will one day flee from the enemy.
而在这末世的时候，你和我有一天，我们也要来逃离这个仇敌。
Like a prey being hunted by the hunter.
就像猎物被这个猎人来追捕一样。
The prophet Habakkuk actually described the condition at the time.
而哈巴谷这个先知也来形容到那时候的光景。
Habakkuk lived in a time of desolation as well.
哈巴谷先知他也是活在这样子荒凉的年代。
When the fig tree should not blossom,
无花果树不发旺。
There are no fruit on the vines.
葡萄树也不结果。
The yield of the olives should fail.
橄榄树也不效力。
The fields produce no food.
田地不出粮食。
It's a time of desolation.
那是一个很荒凉的年代。
It's a time of urgency.
也是一个我们需要迫切的年代。
But yet Habakkuk said, "The Lord God is my strength."
但先知却说，主耶和华是我的力量。
And He has made my feet like hinds' feet.
他使我的脚如母鹿的蹄。
And makes me walk on my high places.
又使我稳行在高处。
I do not understand what a hind is.
我一开始不是很明白那个蹄母鹿是什么。
Therefore, I search what the hind is.
所以我就去去看一下这个母鹿到底是什么样子的。
Actually, Chinese translation translated much easier to understand. The hind is a female deer.
对，就是讲到这个母鹿。
And known for being exceptionally sure-footed.
而母鹿它的蹄是最稳健的。
Especially in rugged terrain like mountains.
特别是在那些山地的里面。
So when a hunter approaches a hind,
当这个猎人他要去追捕这个母鹿的
时候, the hind can quickly navigate the steep, rocky or uneven ground.
母鹿却可以在那个很陡峭的山里面，它可以通行。
Where the hunter cannot, easily follow.
所以这个猎人就没有办法去追赶这个母鹿。
And when a predator is near, that the hind will flee, and the fawn, the baby deer, will instinctively follow her.
而当这个母鹿被追赶的时候，这个鹿宝宝它会。自然而然的就是会跟随他的母妈妈母鹿。
And often the hunter has no hope to actually catch the hind.
而很多时候猎人其实都不寄望能够抓到这个母鹿。
But their hope is to catch some of the fawns.
但是猎人其实他们却想着说能够抓到这些鹿宝宝。
Therefore, from the birth, the hind teaches her fawns how to run.Escape from the predators.
所以在出生的时候，鹿宝宝就要来学从母鹿那边学习如何从这些猎人的身上逃跑。
The very first day that the fawn can stand by themselves.
当鹿宝宝可以第一天站起来的时候，
the hind is teaching the fawns how to run and escape.
母鹿就会教这个鹿宝宝怎么去跑，怎么去逃离猎人的追捕。
The hind might even lead the fawns on practice run.
而母鹿还会带着鹿宝宝去有这些练跑，
simulating the escape from the predators.
能够使他们学习，能够演练如何从这些猎人手上能够逃离。
The day we live is no different from the day of Habakkuk.
我们所生活的这个年代也和先知哈巴谷的年代相似。
We need to run together with our children to escape the enemy's attack today.
我们要与我们的儿女一同的来逃跑，能够来逃离这个仇敌的攻击。
We need to teach our children how to run and escape.
我们要教导我们的儿女如何去奔跑，如何去逃离。
If we do not teach them how to run,
如果我们不教导他怎么去跑的话，
when the day comes when we need to run with them,
当那一天我们要与我们儿女一同奔跑的时候，
the hunter will not catch us.
那个猎人可能不会抓到我们，
but they were sure to catch our children.
但他们会抓捕我们的儿女。
Therefore, we must teach our children to run.
所以我们一定要教导我们的儿女去奔跑。
We must be runner ourselves if we are to teach our children to run.
若我们要来教导我们的儿女，我们自己也要成为那奔跑的人。
Are we runners of the heavenly race ourselves?
我们也是那跑属天路程的人。
If we are not a runner of this race, there is no way we can teach our children to run.
如果我们不跑的话，我们怎么去教导我们的儿女去跑呢？
Therefore, we have to learn to run this race ourselves.
所以我们自己也要来学习如何跑那摆在我们前面的路程。
There is no better place to learn how to run by reading Hebrews chapter 11.
所以那个希伯来书第十一章却教导我们如何去奔跑的秘诀。
It presents us with a cloud of witnesses.
因为希伯来书十一章给我们看见了那如云彩般围绕我们的见证
人。Each of them is a runner.
他们每一个都是奔跑前面路程的人。
Not only are they the runners.
不仅他们是奔跑的人。
Some of them teach their children to be the runners.
他们当中有一些人，他们也教导他们的儿女如何去奔跑。
From Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Joseph.
从亚伯拉罕到以撒到雅各到约瑟，
Four generations of runners.
四代奔跑的人。
Brothers and sisters, can we have a second generation runners?
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以有第二代奔跑的人吗？
We all start with the second generation runners.
我们可以有那第二代奔跑的人吗？
Without the second generation runner,Where is the third and fourth generation runners?
如果没有第二代，怎么能有第三代、第四代呢？
As we read this chapter 11,
当我们读希伯来书第十一章的时候，
we need to ask, what is their secret?
我们要来问他们奔跑的秘诀是什么？
What does it take to become a runner?
怎么才能成为一个奔跑的人？
We are all familiar with their lives.
我们对他们的生活其实都很熟悉。
But have we discovered the secret of their life?
但我们呢，有发现他们生活的秘诀吗？
What makes them different?
什么让他们与众不同？
Some of us may have impression that these are the great men.
有些我们读这一段的时候，我们就想说，哦，这些人都是伟人啊。
They became the great men after they become the runners.
但他们是成为奔跑的人之后才成为伟人的。
They were very common people.
其实他们也只是普通的人而已。
Just like you and I.
就像你我一般。
God is not trying to find the extraordinary man to be the runner.
主他不是要来寻求那与众不同的人，那非凡的人才能成为奔跑的人。
He finds you and me to be the runner of the heavenly race.
主寻求你和我来跑那属天的路程。
So what is the secret?
所以那秘诀是什么？
Let's pay attention to chapter 11:27.
让我们来看希伯来书十一章第二十七节。
And pay attention to the last phrase in verse 27.
来看见这个第二十七节最后的那部分。
I believe the secret is in that phrase.
我相信那个秘诀就是在那一段到那一节里面。
27.
二十七节。
By faith he left Egypt, named Moses, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
他因着信，也就是摩西，他就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
There is one thing in common all the runners in chapter 11.
在十一章里面，所有奔跑的人，他们有一个共同点。
This is the one common trait in their life.
就是他们生活生命里面的一个共同点。
At some point in their life, the eyes were open. They can see the unseen.
在他们这个生命的某一个节点，他们的眼睛就被打开，看见那不能看见的主。
You will become a runner if you see the unseen.
当你看见那不能看见的时候，你就成为那奔跑的人。
If you see the unseen, you become a shepherd instead of a farmer.
如果你看见那不能看见的时候，你就成为了那个牧羊的，而不只是那个种地的。
If you have no spiritual vision, and you do not see what is unseen, then you became a farmer.
如果你没有这个属灵的眼光，你看不见那，你看不见那不能看见的，你就成为只能成为那个种地的。
Abel chose to be a shepherd.
亚伯他选择要成为一个牧羊的。
Because he saw the unseen.
因为他看见那不能看见
的。Not because the flock has any economical value.
不是说因着他牧羊的这些羊有任何的这个经济价值。
Only the produce had value at the time.
因为在那个时候只有种地的他们的生产才有价值。
The meat had no value at the time.
肉是没有价值的。
If you look at the economy, you look at the value, no one will become a shepherd.
如果你只是在乎那经济的价值，没有人会成为牧羊人。
You become a farmer.
你会选择成为那个种地的。
But there is two people. One chose to be a shepherd, the other one chose to be a farmer.
但有这样两个人，一个选择要成为牧羊的，一个要成为那种地的。
Because one saw the unseen, the other one didn't.
因为那个选择牧羊的，他看见那不能看见的，而另一个没有看见。
Because of the spiritual vision, they run very differently in their life.
因为这样的属灵的看见，这两个人他们就有不同的路程。
Because of the differences in their vision, there were tremendous conflict between them.
也因着他们属灵看见的不一样，他们之间有极大的矛盾。
Brother and sister, today exists tremendous conflict between those who can see the unseen and those who cannot.
而今天也同样的在那。这些看见不能看见的人和那些看不见的人，他们之间有极大的矛盾。
It is the conflict between heaven and earth.
而是这个属天和属地的这样子的矛盾。
There is a very remarkable verse at the end of chapter verse 3 as well.
而在希伯来书第三章有一句非常重要的经文。
What is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
而所看见的不是因着那我们所能看见的所造成的。
What this little phrase was saying is that everything that is physical or visible originated from what is unseen.
这句话乃是说到我们所能看见的乃是从那看不见的来的。
Brothers and sisters, those things which are seen.Are temporary.
而所看见的只是暂时的。
Those who are not seen are eternal.
所不见的乃是永远的。
So this matter of seeing is to see the eternity.
而这个看见乃是关乎于我们能不能看见那永恒。
Every one of the people listed in chapter 11, they have chose. The unseen.
每一个在希伯来书第十一章所记载的人，他们都选择那所看不见的。
They understood the things which are seen are temporary.
他们明白所看见的不过是暂时。
Therefore, they chose the things which are not seen.
所以他们拣选那个所看不见的事物。
They chose the eternity.
他们选择永远。
To them, the eternity is not an abstract concept anymore.
而对于他们来说，永远它不只是一个抽象的概念。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many of us has the similar idea about eternity.
我不知道我们在座当中有同样的这个看见，关于永远这个同样的看见。
Our idea about eternity governs how we live our life today.
我们对永远的认识乃是与我们现在如何生活是密切相关的。
We live a different life because we have different understanding of eternity.
我们选择不一样的生活，乃是关乎于我们对永远有不同的认识。
But these people, they see eternity different from many people at the time.
而这些人，他们却对永远与那当时的很多人有不一样的认识。
They saw the things on the earth.Are nothing but a shadow.
他们看见这些地上的事，不过只是影儿。
The shadow will pass away.
影儿是会过去的。
Therefore, they never chase the shadow.
所以他们从来就不是追求那些影儿。
You know, some of us are young, some of us are middle age, some of us are older.
我知道我们当中有一些人还比较年轻，有一些可能已经到中年，在我们当中也有一些比较年长的。
How do you tell from the younger one, the middle age, and older folks?
你怎么去来辨别这些年轻的、中年的和年长的呢？
How many shadows they have chased in their life?
就是看他们有追逐过多少的影儿。
I hope none of us who are old like me are still chasing a shadow.
我真的是盼望像我这样到我这样年纪的人，我们不是只是在追求影儿而已。
Abel did not chase the shadow.
亚伯他没有去追逐这样的影儿。
Now when Enoch was born,
当以诺他出生的时候
，his brother built a city named after Enoch.
他的弟兄就为以诺来建了一座城，这座城就叫以诺。
Any one of us who have a city named after you?
我们在座有人有一座城是以你为来命名的吗
？But Enoch did not pursue that city of Enoch.
但以诺却没有追求以他命名这座城里所给能给他
的。He walked with the Lord for 300 years.
以诺与神同行300年。
He pursued the unseen.
他追求那些所看不见的
not the city of Enoch which was seen
而不是追求那座以以诺命名的城市，因为那城市只是看见能看见之时。
Abraham lived in Ur of Chaldeans
而亚伯拉罕他活住在加勒底的乌尔。
It's a very prosperous place
是一个很富裕的地方。
He did not chase that
但是他却没有追求那个地方的事。
He pursued a cityThat is unseen.
他来追求那看不见的城。
Even he went for the city, but he lived as a sojourner on this earth.
他到了那个神要他去的地方，但是他是如寄居的人一般。
Abraham left what was seen and pursued what was unseen.
他离开了他所见到的那座城，去追求那所看不见的。
Moses was the same way.
摩西也同样。
He chose to identify with the Israelites.
摩西他选择要去做以色列人。
Refused to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
摩西拒绝做法老女儿的儿子。
He chose to suffer and reject the temporary and sinful pleasure of Egypt.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
So this is what's common in all those runners.
这也是那所有奔跑的人他们共同的地方。
They can see, they have the spiritual vision.
他们有这样属灵的看见。
And they chose the unseen.
而且他们选择那所看不见的。
This is that secret to become a runner.
这是成为奔跑的人的秘诀。
Even you have a vision, but you do not choose the unseen, you are still not a runner.
如果你看见了，但是你却不选择那追逐那看不见的，你还是不能成为那奔跑的人。
Faith is not imagination.
信心不是一个想象而已。
Faith is ability to perceive the unseen.
信心乃是能够明白那所不见的看不见之事。
When we can see the unseen,
当我们能看见那所看不见的，
we gain assurance of things hoped for.
我们就得着那所望之事的实底。
Convictions about things not seen.
未见之事的确据。
It is faith that connects us to spiritual reality.
信心使我们能够进入这个属灵的实际里面。
Brother and sister, this is actually pretty serious.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很严肃的话题。
If we do not see the unseen,
如果我们看不见那不能看见的，
we cannot experience spiritual reality.
我们没有办法经历属灵的实际。
What a condition that is!
那样子的光景是如何？
You can be a Christian for decades.
你可以已经是基督徒十年了。
You may not experience spiritual reality at all.
却从来没有经历过属灵的实际。
Because you cannot see the unseen.
因为你看不见那所不能看见的。
You may have a question, then.Where I am, who I was, if I cannot see the unseen.
可能你现在有一个问题说，那我现在到底在哪里呢？我的这个身份的这个认同是什么？
I was saved.
我已经得救了。
I was saved long time ago.
我在很久之前就得救了。
But honestly, I cannot say I have experienced spiritual reality.
但我没有办法说我经历过属灵的实际。
But then, was I really saved?
我就想，我真的得救了吗？
Brother, sister, do not doubt your salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，不要去质疑你们的救恩。
You are saved once, you are saved for eternity.
你是一次得救，永远得救。
But why I cannot see things clearly?
但为什么我就是看不见呢？
Why I cannot lay aside every encumbrance?
为什么我没有办法放下所有的重担？
The spiritual vision come to us at stage.
这个属灵的看见乃是一步一步的到我们的生命里面。
When we were first saved, we have a spiritual vision of a child.
当我们刚得救的时候，我们的属灵的眼光如同婴孩一般。
We can see, but we cannot see very clearly.
我们好像看见，但是又看得不是很清楚。
We can see a person, but we see a very blurry person.
我们看见一个人，但是那个人可能很模糊。
It's like trees walking around.
好像树木在行走一样。
Just like the blind man in Bethsaida.
就像那伯赛大的那个瞎子一样。
He was first healed, he could see.
当他被主来医治的时候，他能看见。
But the person walking around him were like trees.
但他却说，他看见的人好像树木。
So this blind man was saved.
所以他这瞎子他得救了。
100% saved.
100%是得救了。
But he still very cloudy eyesight.
但他的眼光还是很模糊。
This is where we are.
这也是。我们的光景。
We are saved for sure.
我们的确是得救了。
But our eyesight are very blurry.
但我们的眼光好像还是很模糊。
And we need the Lord to lay His hand on our eyes again.
我们需要神主来按手在我们的眼睛上。
Just like on that day, He laid His hand on this blind man once again.
就像主他再一次按手在这个瞎子的眼睛上。
Then we will receive the spiritual vision of a young man.
我们就得到像那个青年人的这个眼光一
样。Then we can run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们就可以忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Brothers and sisters, this is urgent.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一件很迫切的事情。
We do not know when we need to flee.
我们不知道我们什么时候需要这样子的逃离。
And we have very limited time to train our children to run.
而且我们可以来训练我们孩子的这个时间也是很短暂的。
And we have to be a runner ourselves.
我们首先要成为奔跑的人。
You add this thing together, can you see the urgency now for us to learn to run?
你把这两件事情摆在一起的时候，你能体会到那个学习奔跑这个事情的重要，这个紧迫性吗？
Can you feel the burden in the heart of author of Hebrews?
你能体会到写希伯来书这个人他心里面的这个迫切吗？
There's a limited amount of time available now.
我们的时间是很有限的。
If we are not runners ourselves,
如果我们自己不是那奔跑的人，
then we will not be able to train our children to be runners.
我们能够来训练我们的儿女也奔跑吗？
When the time comes, we need to flee.
当那个时间到的时候，我们需要学习来逃离的。
Even we can be saved.
我们这样子才能够，尽管我们能得救。
Our children will have not a good opportunity to survive.
但我们的儿女呢，他们有机会能存活吗？
I heard in the illustration in the conference.
我听过一个关于这个捕猎的，不是，
就是我听到在聚会的时候听到一个
例子。Okay, 在特会的时候听到一个例子。
I did not fully understand.
我不是完全能够明白这个例子。
Because brother only mentioned briefly.
我因为弟兄只是简短的提到了。
But it caught my attention. I started researching that.
但是这我就觉得我要更多的来看看这到底是怎么一回事。
It is an illustration of someone who are vision impaired.
只是关乎这有一个视力残障的人的例子。
You know that after Olympics there are Paralympics, right?
大家知道奥运会之后有残奥会。
I used to have a wrong concept about what Paralympics are.
我其实一直以来对这个残奥会没有一个很正确的理解。
But this few days completely changed my view about Paralympics.
但过去这几天完全改变了我对残奥会的这个看法。
No, in the Paralympics, there are special, specific sprinting event for those vision impaired athletes.
在残奥会上，给这些视力残障的运动员是有特别的这种赛跑的赛程。
These athletes cannot see.
这些运动员是没有办法看见的。
How do they compete in event require a constant visual adjustment?
但这些运动员如何在这个短跑比赛里面去竞技呢？
How do they perceive the unseen?
他们怎么去能看见这看不见的赛道呢？
The answer is that they do not run alone. They run with the assistance of a guide runner.
这个秘诀就是这些运动员他们不是自己去跑，而是有一个领跑员。
The guide runner is crucial in helping the athlete navigate the track.
而这些领跑员他就帮助这个运动员能够跑在这个赛道上面。
Maintain speed and direction.
使他们能够保持那个速度，而且有
方向感。The guide runner becomes the athlete's eyes.
这个领跑员就成为这个运动员的眼睛。
On my right, on your left, is a vision impaired para athlete.
这个幻灯片上你能看到这一个视力残障的运动员。
So she wear a mask.
她戴着一个眼罩。
Just to be fair, because not every vision impaired person has the same poor eyesight.
她就戴着这个眼罩，是因为这样子才比较公平，因为每一个视力残障的人，他可能这个残障的那个。
Even you can see slightly, you have an unfair advantage.
如果你可以看见一点点，你都使这个比赛不公平。
So they wear a mask to make sure they completely cannot see.
所以他们戴着这个眼罩，就确保他们完全看不见。
And the guide runner is on my left, on your right. It's a normal person who can see.
这个领跑员在我的。左手边，你们的右手边，他是可以看见的。
So that their exercise together is what we're talking about. This guide runner trained this athlete to see the unseen.
这个领跑员就来训练这个运动员去看见那所看不见的。
The athlete could not see.
这个运动员是看不见的。
But in reality, she run this event require seeing.
但她却要参与这样子一个需要看见的赛事里面。
So it is this guy runner who teach this athlete how to see the unseen.
所以是这个领跑员去训练这个运动员看见那所看不见的。
If you pay attention, in this, the red arrows is a tether that connects their hands.
如果你仔细看的话，他们的手之间有一条系绳。
It's like a band or a rope.
像一个手绳一样，像对。
Held by both people.
他们两个人都要带上这个系绳。
And it's through the tether that the guy runner is sending moment by moment instructions to the athlete.
也是通过这个系绳，领跑员可以每时每刻把这样把这个跑的这个指令给这个运动员。
They must run in synchronization.
他们跑是要一致的跑。
They must be perfectly.To synchronize their each stride,
他们的步伐需要一致。
Their speed and their rhythm,
他们的速度和节奏也要一致。
They move in unity,
他们是在这个合一里面去奔跑。
Much like pairs figure skating,
就像那个双人花样滑冰一样。
Or synchronized swimming,
或者是花样游泳。
One is almost like the shadow of the other.
这其中一个就好像另外一个人的影子一样。
You can go.Watch some of the movie clip. How those pair to run is miraculous.
你可以去看一下他们到底赛事上是怎么去跑的，这很奇妙。
To run this way require extensive practice.
要这样子的去来一同的跑，需要大量的练习。
Some of the pair they practice for decades.
有一些他们需要花十年的时间一起来训练。
During the race, the guy runner is the one continually talking.
而在他们跑的时候，这个领跑员是一直来向这个运动员说话的。
Providing information about the track, about the turns, and about the distance.
能够把这些关于这个赛跑的这个赛道，还有这个要转弯、这个距离这些信息都告诉这个运动员。
And the athlete stay quiet the whole time.
而运动员是一直都保持沉默的。
Continue receive instruction, the verbal instruction and instruction from the tether.
这样运动员才可以来领受到从领跑员来的这些指令，还有感受到他们系绳的这个指令。
The guy runner is a much better athlete than the athlete himself.
其实领跑员比起这个运动员是一个更好的运动员。
Because what if this athlete broke the world record that day?
因为你想，如果这个领跑员
不是
的运动员，他那一天就是打破世界纪录了。
And the guy runner had to break the record together.
而这个领跑员也要一起来打破世界纪录。
Therefore, the guy runner is a much better runner.
所以这个领跑员其实他自己也是一个很好的运动员。
But the guy runner cannot run before the athlete, it cannot run behind.
这个但是因为这个领跑员他不能就是落后，他也不能跑在这个运动员的前面。
So in Paralympics, the both athlete and the guy runner receive medals.
所以在残奥会上，这个领跑员和运动员他们是一起来领受奖牌的。
This is as extraordinary as the guy runner, as the athlete herself.
因为对于这个领跑员来说和这运动员来说，这都是一个很厉害的成就。
So what does this mean to us?
那这对我们来说意味着什么呢？
Every one of us is vision impaired person.
因为我们每个人都像那个看不见的运动员一样，我们也是瞎眼的。
Let's confess that we are vision impaired person.
我们需要首先来承认我们是那瞎眼的。
We cannot see the unseen.
我们看不见那不能看见的。
We are grateful that today every one of us has a guide runner.
我们何等的感恩，今天我们每一个人都有那个领跑员。
The Lord Jesus Christ is your guide runner.
主耶稣他自己是我们的领跑员。
Who is the pioneer of this heavenly race?
他是这个属天路程的先锋。
You cannot find a better guy runner from the pioneer of the heavenly race.
你去哪里找一个比这个属天路程的先锋更好的领跑员呢？
Our guy runner trained us just like the guy runner trained the athlete.
这个我们的领跑员就像这个这里的领跑员一样去训练这个运动员。
The verbal communication from the guy runner is the word of the Lord.
这个领跑员对这个运动员这个交流就像是神对我们说的话一样。
The Lord is speaking to us continuously through His word.
主他是常常不断地向我们在说话的。
Just like the guy runner.He's speaking to us continuously.
就像那个领跑员要不断地向这个运动员来说话一样。
If we want to run this heavenly race, we need to listen continuously.
如果我们要跑这个属天的路程，我们要一直不断地去来聆听。
If this athlete did not listen to the verbal communication of the guy runners,
如果这个运动员不去听这个领跑员的指示，
she is guaranteed to lose the race.
他肯定是会失败的。
Brother and sister, Lord is talking to us through His word continuously.
弟兄姊妹们，主他是持续不断地来向我们说话。
Are we listen to that word of the Lord?
我们有去听神向我们说的话吗？
The moment by moment guidance from the tether is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这个祭神所传达的这个每时每刻的指示，就像是圣灵的膏油一样。
There is a tether attached to us.
我们手上也有这样的一个祭神。
On the other hand is the Lord Jesus.
另一端就是我们的主耶稣。
Lord Jesus is sending guidance to us moment by moment through the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣他每时每刻通过这个圣灵的膏油来向我们传达他的话。
This is how we are trained to be runners.
这是我们来训练能够成为那奔跑的人。
Brother and sister, every time we read the word,
弟兄姊妹们，我们每次来读神的话语的时候，
we're in the Bible study.
我们在这个查经聚会的
时候， we're meditating about His word.
我们来思想他的话的时候，
we're in training.
我们都是在训练的过程当中。
During the course of our day,
我们一天下来，
multiple times.The only anointing of Holy Spirit is poking our heart.
这个圣灵的膏抹会常常的来到我们里面。
This is not right.
这是
This is not right.
这是不正确的。
What you just said is not completely right.
我们刚才所说的不是完全正确的。
Brothers and sisters, we are very prone to say something that is 90% right, but 10% wrong.
我们常常会说一些话是可能90%是。正确的，但是那10%是不正确的。
Or we are prone to say something and hide something else.
或者我们愿意来说一些话，却隐藏一些别的事。
Legalistically, we did not lie because everything we said is right.
可能这个法律上我们没有错，因为我们所说的都是对的。
But what we did not say, we hide.
但我们隐藏的事，我们就不说。
That is a lie.
而那是一个谎言。
Only Holy Spirit would can tell you that this is a lie.
只有圣灵会在你心里告诉你我们在撒谎。
If you are a born again Christian,
如果你是一个重生得救的基督徒，
Every time you say a lie,
你每次说一个谎话，
You just watch the tether will move.
你就看那个祭神他就在动。
The tether will move for sure.
这个祭神一定会动。
If you say a lie.
如果你说了一个谎话，
the tether will move you.
这个祭神他会来向你传输信号。
It's up to you to obey the tether.
而这是你的决定，你要不要来顺服这个祭神。
That's the single spiritual exercise will change our life.
这样的一个属灵的训练能够改变我们的生活。
I want to emphasize this. It's not complicated. There is one beginning spiritual exercise.
我想要来强调这一点，这不是很复杂的，这是我们来开始我们属灵训练的起点。
It is to say something that is completely true.
就是我们来讲一些正确的话。
Do not underestimate the power of this exercise.
来讲那个完全正确的话。
Because the Holy Spirit will tell you every time that this is not true.
因为圣灵会来启示我们，来引导我们，我们讲的到底是不是不正确的。
If you are determined to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
如果你立志，你要来顺服圣灵的膏抹。
You will learn to walk with this tether very quickly.
你很快就能学习如何能够来带着这个系绳来奔跑。
And your life will be changed rapidly.
你的生活会被完全的改变。
It is a dramatic exercise.
这是一个很奇妙的训练。
There is no better spiritual exercise than this exercise.
没有任何的别的属灵的训练能够更比这个属灵训练更加的好。
Because this is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因为这是圣灵的膏抹。
If we obey the word of the Lord and follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit day by day,
如果我们来顺服神的话语，来跟随圣灵的膏抹，每一天的来如此行，
we become the runner of the heavenly race.
我们就成为跑这个属天路程的人。
This is the way.
这是我们的路。
So now I want to leave you with 2 points.
现在我要想要两点想要跟大家分享。
I want to leave everyone with these 2 points.
我想要大家都能记住这样的两点。
The first one, we cannot run this heavenly race alone.
第一点乃是我们不能独自的去奔跑这个属天的路程。
I hope there's no one here thinking he can run this heavenly race alone.
我希望在座没有一个人想说你要独自的去跑这个属天的路程。
Are there anyone around here who has been running this heavenly race alone?
我们在座有人是在独自的奔跑这个属天的路程吗？
If we attempt to run this heavenly race alone, we will waste our time and effort.
如果我们要独自的来跑，我们其实只是在浪费时间和精力而已。
Can you imagine this para-athlete trained by herself alone?
你能够来想象这个残疾运动员自己来训练吗？
Then she trained very hard.
而且她很努力的训练。
10 hours per day.
每天十个小时。
7 days a week.
一周七天。
All her training hours are wasted.
他所有训练的这些时间都只是枉费而已。
Brother and sister, have you been trained by yourself?
弟兄姊妹们，你是在自己训练吗？
We cannot endure this race by ourselves.
我们也不能独自来忍耐这样的一个这样的奔跑的路程。
Remember the words of Jacob that we heard last Sunday.
我们记得上礼拜天我们所听见的吗？
Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各说，若你不祝福我，你就不能走。
Why did Jacob say that?
为什么雅各要这样说？
He realized that he could not run this race alone.
因为雅各意识到他没有办法独自来跑这个路程。
There's something he realized so clearly.
他完全能够明白他没有办法独自去。
So he held onto the Lord and would not let him go.
所以他就抓住主，不让主走。
We too need the Lord Jesus as our guide runner.
我们也需要主耶稣，他自己成为我们的领跑员。
We must have a relationship with him.
我们必须要与主耶稣有一个关系。
Know the picture, the pair that we saw in the picture are real persons.
我们看刚才在这个图片上面看见了两个人，他们是真人。
They won the Olympic silver medal 3 times.
他们得到残奥会上这个银牌三次得着银牌。
That means they worked together for decades, right?
所以这意味到他们其实之间的关系已经超过10年了。
They worked together for a long time.
他们一起已经10年了。
So this trainer looked this athlete like.His daughter.
所以这个领跑员看到这个运动员的时候，好像是自己的女儿一样。
And this athlete looked at this guy runner as like father.
而这个运动员看这个领跑员如同自己的父亲一样。
It's a father-daughter relationship.
这是好像父亲和女儿之间的关系一样。
Brother, sister, do we have a father-daughter relationship with the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，我们与神有这样子像父子和女儿这样的关系吗？
The athlete run just like the guy runner.
这个运动员他跑就像那个领跑员那样跑。
They look completely alike.
他们看起来完全相似。
This comes from that deep relationship.
啊，这是因着他们之间有很深厚的关系。
Brother and sister, if we learn to be trained.
如果我们学习被主来训练
If we train by the word of the Lord
如果我们被神的话语去训练
If we were trained by the anointing of the Holy Spirit
我们被圣灵的膏油来训练
Then we will have that relationship with Christ
我们就能够与基督有那样子的关系
Then we will enjoy that spiritual reality
我们会享受那样属灵的实际
Running with Christ on this heavenly race
能够与基督一同跑在这数天的路程上面。
Of course, we can endure.
我们当然与基督一同跑，我们当然可以忍耐。
We run with Christ, who is far better than we are.
因为我们是与基督同跑，他比我们要好那么多。
We must have diligence.
我们也要努力。
This athlete is diligent.
这些运动员他们都是很努力很勤奋的
I do not believe there is any athlete who have won any medal in Olympic are not diligent
我不相信有任何的运动员他们特别是赢奖牌的这些运动员他们是懒惰的
It is impossible to get on that podium from a lazy person
这个懒惰的人怎么能够 走向这个讲台得奖赏呢
So this is the first point I want to leave with us.
所以这是我想要让大家记住的第一点。
We cannot run this race alone.
我们没有办法独自来奔这前面的路程。
Second point.
第二点。
We must take responsibility to run the race.
我们需要对这个摆在我们前面的路程来负责。
Although this athlete run with a guy runner.
虽然这个运动员是和这个领跑员一起跑的
But the race is her race
但这个赛跑是他这个运动员的赛跑
The race is not Guy Runner's race
这个不是那个领跑员的赛跑
The record is her record
这个赛程的记录是他的运动员的记录
This is her race
这是运动员的
赛跑 To take full responsibility for training
这运动员他要对自己的训练负责
She take full responsibility of spending that time.
运动员他对要花时间去训练要负责。
She take full responsibility. Listen to the verbal communication from the guy runner.
运动员也要为要聆听这个领跑员的指示，要完全的负责。
She take full responsibility. Submit to the movement of the tether.
这个运动员也要。为着能够得来顺服这个祭神的指示来完全的负责
Paul was such a runner
使徒保罗是这样的一个奔跑的人
He is determined to fulfill the purpose that Jesus has in mind when he called Paul to be his disciples
当保罗他呼召要成为主的使徒的时候他对这样的一个呼召完全的负责
Paul said he wants to fulfill the calling and the purpose that Jesus has for his life.
保罗他自己说他要来满足神呼召他的。
If Paul did not run the race,
如果保罗他不来跑摆在他前面的路程
then his life on earth has no eternal value.
他在这地上的这些日子就完全没有价值。
And he wasted his life.
他的生活就枉费了。
Similarly, that every one of us There is a purpose that God has for our life.
那同样的，主对我们每一个人都有一个目的。
If we do not run the race, if we do not fulfill the purpose that God has for our life,
如果我们不去奔那摆在我们前面的路程，不去满足神在我们生命上的目的
，we waste our life.
我们的生命也枉费了。
We only have one lifetime on this earth.
我们每个人在这地上就只有一生的时间。
We only have one lifetime to fulfill the purpose that Christ Jesus has for us.
我们也只有这一生能够去满足神在我们身上的目的。
To gain that purpose, to fulfill that purpose, we need to run this race.
能够来满足这个目的，我们要来竭力的奔跑。
We have still opportunity to run this race today.
我们如今日还有机会来奔在这前面的路程。
Let's encourage one another day after day as long as it is called today.
所以我们总要趁着还有今日，天天的彼此相劝。
We should not let the grace of God go to waste.
我们不应该来枉费我们主的恩典。
Let's fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
来仰望为我们信心创始成
终的主耶稣。Author and perfecter of our faith.
为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣。
Lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
来放下各样的重担和那些容易缠累我们的罪。
Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
能够存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we are so grateful.
天父，我们何等的感恩。
Even for sinners such as us.
尽管我们罪人如我
that you have a purpose and calling that set for us.
你却对我们有这样子一个目的和呼召
Father, we understand that we live in the last days.
天父，我们知道我们是在末世的时候
We need to learn to run with endurance.
我们需要忍耐来奔跑
We need to teach our children to be a runner.
我们也要教导我们的儿女如何去奔跑
And we need to be the runner ourselves.
愿意我们都能够成为那奔跑的人。
We thank you for saving us.
我们感谢你来拯救我们。
But we confess we are still vision impaired.
但我们承认我们是那瞎眼的。
We pray that you will lay your hands upon our eyes again.
我们祷告你可以再次把你的手按在我们眼睛上。
Open our eyes so that we can see.
开我们的眼，使我们看见。
So we can see the unseen.
我们能看见那所看不
见。So we can choose the unseen.
我们来拣选那所看不见。
We're willing to be trained by our guide runner.
我们愿意来让这个领跑员来训练我
们。We're willing to obey the word of the Lord.
我们愿意来顺服神的话语。
We're willing to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意来顺服那圣灵的膏油。
So we become a runner of this heavenly race.
使我们能够跑这属天路程的人。
We can teach our children to be runners of this race.
我们也来教导我们的儿女能够跑这属天的路程。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.